Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. We've been out there a long break here to celebrate birthday and, of course, summer vacation. We're back with you for another action-packed program. Of course, we're talking sports from Atlanta and around the country as we rock the sports bell from the ATL. On this program, we've got a treat for you as we are at the 2017 SIAC Media Day featuring Clark Atlanta, Fort Valley State, who's the reigning SIAC champion. Also, you're going to hear interviews from Albany State head coach Gabe Gardenia, as well as Morehouse head coach Rich Freeman, and also the lovely Keisha Kelly, who's the host of the Black College Experience. She's joining me on this program as well. Also, make sure that you check me out on social media for all the latest sports information on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's real easy at KevinTaylor98. Again, that's KevinTaylor98. All right, so without further ado, let's kick it off with starting with CAU.
It's the 2017 SIAC Media Day preview right here on Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. And right now we're going to preview the upcoming season for the Clark Atlanta Panthers, of course, in my hometown of Atlanta, GA. And we're going to go around the table and tell us who we have right now.
Yeah, Kevin Ramsey, Virgo.
He's the head coach, of course. And I think he has one of his coaches here with him.
Richard Moncrief, offensive coordinator.
All right, thanks, Richard. And we also have one of the young players. What's your name, man?
Julian Colbert, and I play cornerback.
Okay, all right. Hey, well, good to have all three of you here. Just having a little fun here, hanging out. Well, before we went into the segment, I did talk about how we were going to go around with the mic like our dog Cornelius did on Soul Train. So that was the setup. But we're having a good time here at the College Football Hall of Fame. And Coach Ramsey, of course, you're going into this season. What do you expect from your players so far before training camp starts?
Man, just great things, great expectations. You know, and you know that's the game. You know, and you know we didn't put in, had a good winter program going out, and then you know spring ball went through. We got through it on the upgrade situation, and we got a lot of new guys coming in, and can't wait to get on the field and see these guys put it together and make a run at it.
Now you have some interesting games coming up this year against some top tier teams. I know that you want to be able to at least be competitive all throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, you know, once we strap it up and get between the lines, you know, our expectation to get them W's, you know, and boy, what opportunity we got to play some fine football teams, you know, and get out there and compete. But one thing I can say about the bunch of kids we have, you know, those guys, they expect to win and they desire to win.
Yes, and let's talk about your preseason preparation. What do you have going on up until you get to that camp phase?
Well, you know, right now we got the individual, you know, workouts going on. And then, you know, those guys in the weight room, like Julian, you know, we got a lot of guys that are self-starters. And this guy right here to my right, he's one of the biggest self-starters I've been around in my career. You know, a guy that when I get up at the office in the morning, that's there early. And then the evening passing game, which the quarterbacks and receiver get out there, that's going to be a winning edge.
Yes, and of course, you want to have that community support from the fans as well this year.
Yes, no doubt. I mean, Clark Atlanta, you know, I've been at some places, and, man, we've been having some support. See, two of our boosters are here now. You know, Tweet Williams, 91 years old, come on, and been around a long time, and a guy like yourself is just looking for great things to happen at Clark for us. And we talk about the greatness. You know, Ron Johnson, our president, he's really been giving me the opportunity to set up and really upgrade our situation.
Hey, well, sounds good, Coach, from an overall perspective. And, of course, you kick it off August 31st. That's on a Thursday against Mississippi College, and we want to see everybody coming out to support CAU this season. Yes, thank you so much, Coach.
Appreciate you.
And, of course, we're going to go to the offensive side. Richard, just talk about some of the players that we can look for this season on offense.
Okay, sure thing. Let's start with our offensive line. Darius Prayer has been a stalwart in our program for about three seasons now. He's been the starting center, the bell cow, so to speak, up front. We have Max Williams at right guard. Outstanding player, student athlete. We expect big things out of him. Now, the featured guy in this offense is Jonathan McCrary. He's very talented. I mean, next level kind of talent. Football IQ is off the charts. He can make every throw, and we rely on him to get us in the right play a lot of times.
Okay, talk about your depth as well on the offensive side.
Okay, well, this has probably been the deepest we've been in the 3 years that we've been at Clark Atlanta. We have some outstanding transfers coming in, fantastic freshmen as well. So we've been upgrading at every position on the offensive side of the ball. So.
And, of course, are you going to be more so from a physical aspect, from a speed aspect, with trying to spread the field out?
Well, the biggest thing for us is to make sure we have balance. The size aspect of it, we have gotten bigger. But the key to us is to establish a great running game and get the ball to playmakers.
Hey, well, sounds good, Richard. Hey, thanks for being with us. And, I'm glad you guys enjoyed the little battery before the segment. But I think you guys are going to have a great season this year. Sky's the limit this year.
Absolutely.
As well for CAU for sure.
I agree 100%. Looking forward to a great year.
Hey, well, thank you for joining us, Richard.
Thank you.
Hey, great to have
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. And, of course, we can't forget about you, Julian. And, yeah, come on over. Yeah. So we're going to talk to you about the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, what are your main strengths right now being a cornerback?
For myself, being smart. I mean, I'm not the biggest. I'm not the fastest. But a lot of times I know the offensive calls before, like two downs before the offensive coordinator even makes the calls. So that's my biggest strength is being smarter than everybody else.
So now, which one do you like most, playing man-to-man or just maybe kind of off the ball a little bit?
I like playing off the ball.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. I just want to sit back and watch. And the quarterbacks in our conferences, I watch them on film, and they're not too hard to read. So I just rather sit back and watch them.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure you guys on the defensive side are going to be very athletic and also physical as well.
Most definitely. We have a safety, Kenneth Morgan. I think he was one of the preseason all-conference guys. He's a sophomore, not a big hitter, but he's always in the right spot at the right time, extra dependable. And then we have a linebacker, Harden Harper, who is feared at practice. He'll smash somebody. So, yeah, definitely physical.
All right, well, Julian, before we let you go now, not from just a player standpoint, but also just from a team and defensive standpoint, what do you expect for when teams play Clark Atlanta? What do you feel like they should be expecting from you that you're going to bring to the game every week?
So they should expect to be in the worst game they ever played in.
All right. Hey, well, Julia, thank you for being with us on TaylorMade Sports and for the whole crew, you know. And we had a great time, and much continued success to you. And I know that you, of course, beginning your college career, and much continued success this season and beyond.
All right. Thanks, man.
We're previewing the upcoming 2017 football season right here on TaylorMade Sports with Kevin Taylor. I'm still here at the College Football Hall of Fame, and now I'm joined by members of Fort Valley State. We're keeping it in-state right now. And tell us your names as we go around the table. Let's start with the head coach.
Kevin Porter, head football coach, Fort Valley State University.
All right.
Juan Serna, kicker and punter.
All right.
Demonte West, defensive lineman.
All right. Hey, well, we got special teams and defense over here now. And Coach Porter, just talk about how you want to improve from this season as opposed to last.
Well, I think the biggest thing is we'd like for our team to start a little faster. You know, we carry a lot of momentum into the new season, you know, having played great at the end of the season last year. So important to have a fast start. And that's not just in games, you know. I think that we've got to start fast as soon as we start practicing, you know. So that's the biggest thing for us.
Now I see some bling here on the table. Tell us about these rings that these guys are wearing.
Yeah. Well,
he wants to be humble, but hey, I gotta put him on the spot now. For those that don't know, I'm gonna let the coach tell you.
All right. Well, you know, to the victor go the spoils. And 2016 conference champions. These guys played, like I said, played great down the stretch. Were able to overcome a lot. Played a team in a championship game that already beaten us once, you know. So it was a great opportunity for not only for me, but for Fort Valley, for our alumni, faculty, fans, and friends to be able to witness what these guys were able to do at the end of the season.
Now, there's no added pressure going into this season because of that, you think, will it be?
I don't think so. I think, you know, any pressure that is applied, you know, we apply enough pressure to ourselves. I think it's important that our kids go out and just continue to do what we do, you know. And for us, that's really just control the things that we can control. You know, we can control our effort. You know, we can control how we prepare every week. And if we do those things at a high level, you know, then we've got a chance to be able to get to the championship game again, you know. But it's a long season, a lot of good football teams in this conference, a lot of good football coaches in this conference, a lot of good football players in this conference, you know. So, and they're all fighting for the same thing. So it's important that we understand, you know, winning the championship is great, but, you know, if we're trying to have sustained excellence with our program. So we got a lot of work to do.
Now, I know that helped with recruiting as well.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it's a tremendous boost to our recruiting. But, you know, I think it's indicative of these guys. You know, these guys have gone out and accomplished something that, you know, a lot of people didn't think they could do. And to be able to do that, you know, they've also widened the reach of the university. And I think that's important, you know, not only for us, but for the university community at large to be able to attract more students, bring visibility to the university.
Well, sounds good. And right quick, Coach, before we let you go, just talk about your seniors and how vital they will be this year.
Well, I think our seniors are always vital to your program, but, you know, we've got a special group of seniors, you know, because, you know, like these two gentlemen that we have with us, you know, Devontae West and Juan Cerna. You know, Juan's a product of the program, came there as a true freshman. You know, Mr. West was a transfer, you know, so you got both ends of the spectrum with the kind of kids that the university is able to produce if given the opportunity. So, you know, I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of our seniors. I want them to go out like this last group of seniors did, and that's not necessarily winning the championship, but being a part of a great experience.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your success last year. I know as a head coach, you kind of don't want to reflect on that too much because it's a different year, different level of competition. But we want you to have much continued success this year as well and hopefully be able to repeat.
Appreciate it, Kev.
Hey, thank you. Now, we're going to move on to special teams. And Juan, you have a vital role this year. Just talk about how you've improved as a player.
I feel like I've improved a lot within the past few years. In both punting and place kicking, we had a great season and looking forward to this season.
And of course, that means field position. So you want to be able to provide some good field position for your team.
That's right. And the punting, yes, providing them with a good field position is always vital to help the defense. You know, come out there and play, have a little bit of more being comfortable with the field position so that they can make replays.
Well, one, like I told Coach, hey, congratulations, and you're a senior, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, all right. Well, you know, much continued success this year, last year, and become, you know, even better than your season was last year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, well, Devontae, we're going to finish up with you. Just talk about the defense perspective. How deep are you guys this year?
We have a lot of guys returning. You know, we did lose a key player in Brian Walker. You know, it was our outstanding defensive back, but we have a lot of guys coming back and a lot of transfers coming in also, so I feel like we have a lot more depth, especially in the defensive front, because as a defensive lineman, actually, we didn't have that much depth, so you spend a lot of my time not getting that much of free-throwing games, but yeah, we got a lot of depth now.
And, of course, you want to be known as a physical team that can also get out after the quarterback.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, maybe attack, you know, get, you know, attack the quarterback, you know, so you don't have much time to sit there, because when the quarterback sits in the pocket, it gets dangerous for your defense. So, yes, sir.
Well, right quick before we let you go, because we know you got to run, but it starts off with West Georgia. And what can we expect from you guys going to that opening game on August 31st?
A team that's going to come out, you know, play the fourth quarter like the first quarter. You know, a team that's in great condition and is going to get after it. You know, all 11 men at the ball, offense, you know, getting to the end zone, high pace, you know, physical team. Yes, sir.
Well, Devontae, thanks to you, one, Coach Porter, for joining me here on Taylor Bay Sports. Great to have you. Like I said, congratulations on your success last season and much continued success this season and also even beyond as you come out this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
We're still here at the 2017 SIAC Football Media Day, previewing the upcoming season. And right now, I'm here with the new head football coach of Albany State. He's Gabe Gardena. Coach Gardena, great to have you. And welcome to Georgia. And just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'll tell you what, I'm excited to be in Georgia, first of all. A hotbed of recruiting, hotbed of football. You know, I'm a guy's first year head coach at Albany State, first time being a head coach, but super excited about what you know, the Golden Ram family is all about.
Yes, and of course, you had some good success at Alabama as well.
Back in the day, you know, a long time ago, you know, worked for some good guys, and Mike Shula and Nick Saban, great people, great mentors. But, you know, been at Charleston Southern the last 4 years in Charleston, South Carolina, working for a guy named Jamie Chadwell, who's, you know, is a young and up-and-coming guy, but even more than that, he's a good friend and a great coach.
Well, you learned under some great teachers, and just tell us about your team going into this season, offense as well as defense.
I think we're a team that's hungry, and I think we're a team that's kind of dissatisfied about the end of 2016. You know, we're just working and learning how to finish, and I think, you know, we're a team that's you know, anxious to prove themselves.
Yeah, so of course, tell us about some of your standout stars right now going into the season.
Well, I think we got two of them here today with us, Nick Scott and Zavondrick Shingleton. Guys who've been in a lot of battles, made a bunch of tackles, and, you know, had a bunch of, you know, big plays on defense. And I think we got, you know, some good guys coming back on offense, Quadre Simmons and McKinley Habersham, our running back, who's going to kind of be one of our, you know, feature guys. And so, you know, just excited to see, you know, how good we actually are, because I don't really know yet, you know.
Right. It's going to be, I think, a good learning experience for you, because you did say that it's a great area for recruiting, a hotbed of recruiting, because you're able to not only be in Georgia, but Florida as well as Alabama as well.
No doubt. You're kind of in that southwest Georgia corner over there, and a lot of good football players in that panhandle, and in southwest Georgia, obviously. But then, yeah, we got to get over in Alabama in a little bit and just kind of, you know, make that kind of our area, you know, and just get guys who fit our program and who want to be successful, and at the end of the day, really want to get their degree and go on and be pillars in their community.
All right, and of course, before we let you go, for the Ram fan base down there in South Georgia, what can they expect from the Albany State football program this season?
Well, I think they can expect a team that's that loves each other, that plays hard, that plays as a unit, and that they can see you know, a family on that field every single week, and a team that they can be proud of, you know, that represents the greater culture of what Albany State is all about. So,
well, Coach Gardena, you're welcome to Georgia. Congratulations on being head coach at Albany State. Great to talk to you, and thank you for joining us here on Taylor Made Sports.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
I'm joined now here locally by Morehouse head coach, Rich Freeman. Coach Freeman, hey, we've talked before, and I know you're excited for another season. Just kind of preview it for us on both sides of the ball.
Well, you know, we definitely, I am excited about the season, but we definitely have some big holes to fill. You know, we lost a few guys up front on the defensive side of the ball that were instrumental in our ability to stop the run. So we had to try to replenish those heavy losses in, you know, junior college and transfer recruiting, which I think we've done so. Got to try to see if we can fix what happened in the passing game, defensive passing game in the secondary. So that's been pretty much a work in progress. And then on the offensive side of the ball, brought in Coach Harry Williams that we're fired up and excited about. I think he's rejuvenated our offense and, for the most part, our football program. We've been there for a while, going into 11 years. And, you know, I just think we kind of hit a wall, so to speak. And I think to bring somebody that's young and fiery and energetic, that's exactly what we needed at that particular time. And then in the kicking, in terms of our progress or lack thereof in the kicking game, we were able to bring in some guys that I think will help. And also have the return of Reese Knuckles, who made first team All-Conference. And he wasn't mentioned, but Amir Smith, you know, who missed the first five games of the season last year due to eligibility, and came back and played sparingly during the last five. But that's an electric football player that we expect, you know, to do some things in the kicking game as well. So we're excited about the season. We have a tough schedule, but I think we have the tools to be successful.
Yes, indeed, and to kind of touch on those special teams, because, you know, you had some trouble in the special teams game last year, and it's great that you did bring in a kicker, so that should be able to at least give you a strength in that area of the game.
Yeah, and I think most of the troubles came with protecting the PAT and field goal, and also came with protecting the punt, you know, and being able to cover the punt. I think our return game was pretty good. You know, we did pretty good with Tamarick Vanover, son of NFL, former great Tamarick Vanover. We did pretty good with him at punt return. And like I said, Reese Knuckles and Amir Smith, they did a pretty good job at kickoff return. But we got to do a better job as a kicking team, punting, PATs, and field goals. So, and you're right, we did sign a kicker, but we also have a kicker returning that's going into his senior year. So it'll be exciting to have some competition at the kicker position. Most HBCUs or small colleges don't have the resources to do so, and we're one of them. But we went ahead and we made the investment, so we'll have two kickers, and we'll see what happens.
Now, how was your recruiting? Was it primarily here in the Metro Atlanta area, or maybe like statewide? Or what did the majority of your recruits come in from?
Well, it's threefold. You know, we try to get out and go after those top academic guys, and then we try to see if we can bring in a difference maker here, you know, here and there, and then we rely heavily on walk-ons. And it's kind of expensive to go to Morehouse, but it's also a prestigious institution. So we attract quality walk-ons, and we've had a couple over the years that have come in and made all conference. We had one to get drafted in Ramon Harewood by the Baltimore Ravens back in 2010. So those are the three tiers, and they come from all over. I'm an Atlanta native, APS guy. I believe in the city, but I also believe in recruiting the best football player. So we have guys from throughout the South. We're real heavy in D.C., real heavy in Chicago and Los Angeles, some of those major cities that embrace the philosophy and the history and tradition of Morehouse.
Well, Coach, of course, you've been here now. This is your 11th season going into it. You're one of the dean of the coaches of the conference. And I know you really feel like this team really should be able to take that next step. You were kind of predicted to last year, but just couldn't quite get there. But I know that this year it should be a turning point for the program.
Yeah, I think we'll be just fine. It's going to be tough. And, you know, we wouldn't expect anything less. But I think, like I mentioned earlier, we have the tools. We got the coaches. We have some good ball players. It's very rarely do you find good quarterbacks, especially on the Division II level. I think we have one. I think we have a good system. I think we have a good philosophy, which is to play fast, hard, and smart. So if we hinge on all those things, I think we'll be just fine, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, thanks again for talking to us here on Taylor Bay Sports. Have a great season. I'm pretty sure we'll still also be talking throughout the season as well.
You bet. I'm looking forward to that as well. Thank you.
I'm joined now by one of my good friends, Keisha Kelly, one of the hosts of the Black College Experience. And Keisha, great to see you out here at the 2017 SIAC Media Day. And just tell us about your new venture.
Well, of course, Black College Experience, it was something that we had been thinking about for a while. It was something that I had thought about years ago. Of course, it started out as a 15-minute segment, 10-15-minute segment. And of course, I was doing on the show, and I was only covering SWAC at the time. So somebody came up with the idea, instead of me just covering like 15 minutes every week, they were like, why don't you do a two-hour show? I was like, I can't keep attention for 2 hours. So, you know, if I can do an hour, then we'll make it work. So what happened was eventually I got into, you know, going through the whole format, going back and forth, finally decided to jump into the whole, you know, the whole hour of doing Black College Sports. That's my baby. That's what I always wanted to do, because we don't get the coverage that we need, of course, across the conferences. So I went from doing, you know, of course, that 1 hour of covering just SWAC into SWAC, NEAC, CIAA, and SIAC.
So now what can everybody be able to find the program?
Well, right now, of course, we came off of radio. Now we're on podcast. So, of course, that's www.spreaker.com/show Black slash college slash experience slash live. That's where we are.
All right. Hey, well, I'm pretty sure that on your social media portals, they'll be able to have the link on there as well.
Yeah, we are. So, of course, if you're looking for me on social media, I'm just Keisha Kelly. Of course, on Facebook, or excuse me, on Twitter, it's Black College EXP if you're trying to follow us. We do have Black College Experience page on Facebook, and then on Instagram is Black College Experience.
So now, of course, we are here at the media day for the SIAC. What teams kind of get your attention as we go into the preseason mode of it?
Always Tuskegee. Tuskegee twice is the same thing I told Coach. Of course, they're listed in the top 25 poll again, as they were last year. You know, of course, it came down to the last minute where Kentucky actually walked away with it. So, of course, I'm always looking for Tuskegee. And, of course, because we're here, I'm going to be looking at Clark. Clark, you know, pretty much. But, you know, Tuskegee is one of my top teams.
And, of course, you're a Southern Jaguar, Southern University alum. What about their season this year?
Of course, we're really excited. You know, just looking at it, I was telling some people looking at this, I didn't realize how many games the SIAC and the SWAC played across the map. Some of them actually, you know, just looking at it, Southern, Grambling, Jackson State, Alcorn, Alabama State, Alabama A&M, and Pine Bluff, we all mostly play games outside, you know, just to fill the schedule. But it's going to be pretty interesting. I don't look at any game as a W automatically just because we're playing out of conference. I don't. Our first game of the season is the SWAC MEAC Challenge. We play South Carolina State. It's going to be interesting. Can't say I'm not nervous because I'm not you know, every game is, like the coach said, we play it game by game. So, you know, hopefully, you know, get back to the place, you know, anticipate the whole season. I think, you know, we have a lot of people that's returning, a lot of good stuff. Of course, our quarterback, Austin Howard, very excited to see what he's going to do. Aaron Tiller. So we got Danny Johnson, you know, a lot of people coming back. So pretty exciting to see what Coach Odom is going to do this year.
It is great because the SWAC conference, of course, is a much larger conference than the SIAC. So it's great for marketing and also great for revenue.
Right. Absolutely. And, of course, you know, whenever you get the chance to play outside the conference and you can come together, you know, still on one accord, it's always a great thing. So we're always excited, you know, to play across the board, SIAC, SWAC, MEAC, CIAA, whichever conference, you know, they're pushing us to, I'm always excited to see year to year. Again, I didn't realize it was that many games, but, you know, I'm excited. You know, and another game I'm probably anticipating is the Miles and Alcorn, because that is their first game of the season. Tuskegee, Jackson State, Grambling. So, you know, we're excited about it.
Now, of course, so will you be traveling to any games that may be close to the Atlanta area or just any games that may catch your attention?
Well, I do. I am looking at homecoming for Albany State. Of course, I will be covering games here in Clark. As far as SWAC, since we covered a majority of SWAC last year, I will be doing the SWAC MEAC Challenge. Of course, I will be doing homecoming, Magic City Classic, Bayou Classic. But here, I am looking at more so Tuskegee, Clark, Albany State, may throw a Fort Valley in there.
Well, Keisha, it's always great to have you. You know, you've been on the program before. It's always great to talk to you, especially here in person. Very level over the person, in person as you are over the phone. And we did our phone interviews as well. But everybody, check her out on the Black College Experience. And one more time, tell everybody how they can be able to find you on social media.
All right, again, on social media, we are Black College Experience on Facebook. On Instagram, we are Black College Experience. On Twitter, we are Black College EXP. And if you're going to the podcast, we are www.spreaker.com/show Black /college/experience/live. It's a lot. So you can find us. You find a page that's going to be posted there.
Right. And, of course, you know, I'll be able to promote you as well. And, you know, we got to support each other because, you know, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So, Keisha, thanks for being with us. And, of course, we're going to have a great season covering Black college football and also just football just in general this coming season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And thanks to everyone who took the time out to join me for this edition of TLMA Sports from the HBCUs that represent the SIAC. Also, Keisha Kelly, as you just heard my interview with her from the Black College Experience, and also the representative from the SIAC. And thank you for being a part of a great program this weekend. I hope that you have a great football season ahead because it's just right around the corner. And speaking of right around the corner, coming up on the next edition of Taylor Sports with Kevin Taylor, we're going to talk NFL football because training camp coming up, you know, the end of July, it means the NFL will be kicking back up. Also, the Major League Baseball trade deadline is coming up. What will the Braves do? And also, the Atlanta Hawks are making moves. So we're going to discuss all that on the next edition of Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. Make sure that you check me out on social media again at KevinTaylor98 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also the YouTube channel. That's right. We have a YouTube channel now. Check out all my videos that I post on YouTube at Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. Again, that's just like the show, Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. Never be discouraged, always encouraged. Be safe, my friends. Until the next time, I'm out.